If you want to support us at Clear Vision Revival, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. So now we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and how he sets the different members in the body. And, you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, if the whole body were an eye, where the hearing, if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? It says, but now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Now, God has set all of these different people in the body of Christ to do different functions wrapped around the giftings of the Holy Spirit. There are nine gifts in the Spirit. There are many functions, and those giftings are wrapped around the function. And if you sit down and pray in tongues and get full of God, God will bring your function out. He will get rid of all of the junky stuff in you, and he will clean you up, and then you will function correctly without any holes in your life, or very little holes in your life. And they will be wrapped around the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the administration of the Holy Spirit. Don and I, our whole thing in the Lord is to set the captives free and to heal the brokenhearted. We go out and we punch the daylights out of darkness in people, and we bring healing to their soul, and we bring knowledge and understanding through the Holy Spirit and restoration to their life. But there are other people who are just as important, that they've sat down and they've prayed in tongues and they got full of God, and God has brought them into their function and wrapped the anointing around them. Don and I have a couple that we've known for 30 years maybe in the Lord, and their name are John and Elizabeth. Now, those couple don't operate like us. I don't think John or Elizabeth have really seen much deliverance in their lives, but yet they minister to the body of Christ love and hospitality. And they go out, and when they meet people who are broken, they look after their lives. They bind up the wounds. They pray for people and they help people. They are amongst the help in the Bible. The Bible talks about help. The Bible talks about they are the ones who they're in the simplicity of giving. They're in the hospitality industry of God, and they're there to minister to the saints and to be a place for as a sanctuary. You know, I meet lots of people and I pray for lots of people, and they get whacked off the head by the presence of God. Some of them, they can't even stand up. They get so wrecked by the presence of God. I don't get wrecked like that. But yet, when I go to John and Elizabeth's place, and when we worship together, I get wrecked, because God ministers to me through them. You know, John doesn't kick demons out of me when we worship and we pray. He ministers to me love and refreshing of the Holy Spirit. Now, the greatest encounters of God where a person has prayed for me has been when I've been with John and Elizabeth. And they have a function. They minister to the saints in a different way. They're a blessing unto us. They're probably the best friends we've got in the Lord, because their integrity is intact in Jesus, and we can trust them. You know, you as a person, if you sit down and pray in tongues, your functionality God will bring out. Maybe it's evangelism. Maybe it's helps where God will show you how to make money out of your business so that you can help the body of Christ function. Maybe it's in healing, where you pray for people and they get healed. Maybe it's in government, where you are able to steer things and look after the administration of the natural administration wrapped in the anointing of the Holy Spirit of the body of Christ. You can help churches. Maybe you're an apostle. Maybe you're a prophet. And God will teach you, if you sit down and pray in tongues, not to prophesy waffle. You know, when we go to a play or we go to a theater, the curtains open and the actors are on stage and they act out something. They act out a story. And all of the props are there. But we know it's a story. We know it's not real. We know that when they go home, they're no longer actors, but just their normal selves. Well, there are a lot of churches that take on that form. You go there, and the stage is set, and the curtains open up, and all the props are there, and it's just a big performance. And those who are discerning and have actually truly been with Jesus know that it's just a play. But those who are not filled with the Holy Spirit or are asleep, they can't tell the difference. Yet the actors on the stage, on that church stage, they just get off at the end of the night and they go home and be their own selves. You know, Jesus called them hypocrites. Matter of fact, if you look at the Greek word, it means play actor. A person who pretends to be someone they're not. And these people, they pretend to be pastors. They pretend to be great men of God with no power. The Bible says they have a form of godliness. They're dressed up to look like a form of godliness, but there is no power. The Bible says, from such turn away. The Bible says that they honor me with their mouth, but their heart is far removed from me. I've been to churches where they have microphones, great screens, smoke machines, and I still haven't figured out what the smoke machines are there for. I think they're to emulate, or they're a prop for the glory of God. I think that's they can't bring in the glory of God, so they need a prop. They need a smoke machine, flashing lights, and great screens. I met a guy who got sick of big churches, and he went and tried to develop home church, and he did that for many, many years. And he's pretty old now, and I asked him, so what's the answer to it all concerning home church? He told me, he said, these people in home church are just as dead as the ones in the big church. I went home and I said to the Lord, how does that work, Lord? And he said to me, whether you're in a church of 10,000 or a little home church of 10 or 20, if you're not full of the Holy Spirit, you're just religious. And all the fruit that will come out of it will just be humanistic friendship and religion. And I understood that without the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you're just religious, you're just a play actor, you're just a participant in the audience and a participant on the stage. We all need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to get away from the hypocrisy of play acting and fake Christianity, fake church. We need to get into the true, authentic expression of the kingdom of God through the Holy Spirit. If we do that, then we'll see lives changed. If we don't do that, then we'll be forever speaking forwardly the promises, saying one day there's going to be a great move of God in this place. If we only just keep play acting, if we only keep doing the godless nothing with no power, powerless church stuff, God will turn up one day. He's just not going to do that. Generations go by and people say these things and nothing happens. If you want an authentic move of God, first you've got to sit down, pray in tongues, and have an authentic change through the Holy Spirit in your life. Get your life fixed up first, then God can sweep through your church. get your life straight and full of life and full of truth and full of authentic Christianity, then God can flood into that place and you'll have a great revival. And those who come in from the street will look and say, God is here. Not programs, not 10-step things, not just a grinding wheel like the mice run around on and they never get anywhere. Not one of those things, but a move of God through the Holy Spirit, a true revival, which will transform people's lives. You know, it's terrible. People in a church who are not transformed by the Holy Spirit, asking people to come in and be transformed by the Holy Spirit. That's hypocrisy. That's play acting. That's theater. People who haven't got their life transformed by the Holy Spirit, asking new people to come in and sit amongst them. That's stupidity. That's foolishness. People who are authentic will read the Word of God and do it. They'll operate in the power of the Holy Spirit and have their lives change, and they'll change other people. The people that we fellowship with, that we have close relationship with, are people who are on fire. They're men and women of God. They're people who have laid their life down for Jesus. They're the ones who pick up their cross daily. They're the ones who don't compromise. They're the ones who are full of wisdom and understanding. And they're the ones who minister to the other saints in the body of Christ in their particular perspective, in their particular operation, wrapped in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. These are the people that I fellowship with. The other people that I speak to, I say, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Come. Come into the authentic move of God. Come into something that will last forever and not just an hour and a half of flashing lights and smoke machines. Now, I know churches that don't have flashing lights and smoke machines, but they're just as unauthentic as the big flashing lights and smoke machines. Someone said to me, which is really funny, they said, yeah, 30 minutes of nightclub, another 20 minutes of how to give money, and a 5-minute message. That's basically what a lot of it is. And if you're lucky, if you get the message. It's all play acting. It's all hypocrisy. And the Bible says that they will have their place in the lake of fire with the rest of the hypocrites, the play actors. But you know, Jesus said in Revelations, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, they're false, they will come and worship at your feet, knowing that God is with you. There will be a time of reckoning when those who are play-acting will have nothing to play-act anymore, because the real sons and daughters of the living God will manifest and they will shine brightly in this world. And people will know who are the play actors, who are the false Christianity, and who is the real authentic move of God through the Holy Spirit. And they will worship Jesus and give him all the glory for that. And the other ones will be shamed. So which place do you want to be in? Do you want to be in a dead church, playing Christianity, and watching a show a couple of times a week, where your life is not changed, and you're just hanging on hoping that one day something will happen? Or do you want to sit down, pray in tongues, have a nice cup of tea, relax, and let the Holy Spirit do all the work? You know, Jesus did it all for you. There's no other work that you need to do except to enter into the rest. And you only can enter into the rest through the Holy Spirit. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's that eternal rest that you can have now in God, where you rest from your own labors, your own effort, by praying in the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit do all the prayer for you. You can speak in English, but that will be revelational because you prayed in tongues, because you got a revelation from God and you're able to speak that out in English. And you're able to be a true worshiper who worships the Father in spirit and in truth. You get a revelation from God through the Holy Spirit, and you worship Him, and you exalt His name in your language, and you give thanks for Him, thanksgiving for the things He's done in your life, because your life has been transformed by Him through the Holy Spirit. It's that easy. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help us out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of the page and click on support.